אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yeah, it's certainly amazing to see. I mean, so you have to blink sometimes when you look at it, but it's true. And incidentally, the local or the main paper in the UAE actually had the same headline. So the papers there are saying Shalom, Salam, peace as well, which is really lovely. So the Australian Jewish community here watched in awe last Monday as history unfolded before their eyes. An LL passenger plane carrying the word peace in three languages became the first ever Israeli commercial flight to touch down in the United Arab Emirates. On board were high-level Israeli and US delegations heading from Ben Gurion Airport to Abu Dhabi.
And I'd like to mention it went over Saudi Arabia.
It did, for the first time as well. And so they were all there for continued talks. Of course, the peace agreement happened the week before that. Now they're doing in-depth discussions about trade, flights, tourism, university, technology, all these things that can normalize relations between the Arab nation and Israel.
And the other things, flights will be unbelievable. I mean, it will shorten the flying time from Australia to Israel if we can go via Dubai or Abu Dhabi.
Absolutely. It'll be much quicker. Yeah, people will be overnight in Dubai or Abu Dhabi and then go on to Israel and vice versa. And Israelis, I think they'll be very keen to travel to Dubai and holiday there as well. It's a whole new world. And the reaction is by Jewish leaders in Australia, it's been very, very amazed as well. We had the Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Liebler saying that the plane flew, as you said, through Saudi airspace, and that's another incredible achievement and a true sign that the whole region is starting to change. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin said this moment should be cherished by Jews around the world as a landmark achievement in the history of Zionism and the Jewish state. And federal Liberal MP and former ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, said it reflects a regional mindset that it's focused more on the future than on the past, and that it's more interested in pursuing solutions rather than nursing grievances. And he added, "I encourage the Palestinians to adopt a similar attitude."
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Malka Leifer affair, the appeal was rejected.
That's right. This happened Wednesday evening, Australian time, where the Israel Supreme Court rejected Malka Leifer's appeal against a lower court's ruling that the alleged child sexual abuser is mentally fit to be extradited to Australia. Leifer is wanted, of course, in Australia on more than 70 counts of molesting girls she taught at the Adas Orthodox Girls' School in Melbourne, and she fled the country to Israel back in 2008. So this is a long time coming. A panel of three Supreme Court judges made the decision unanimously, and now what will happen is a final decision on Leifer's extradition will be handed down on September 21.
Shane, on a totally different topic, Montefiore new development is completed and actually people moved in already?
Yes, the first residents moved in last Monday. And it's a huge complex. It's in Randwick, adjacent to Montefiore's residential care facilities. But it's two buildings of luxury apartments, 79, and they're 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments. There's also a cinema, a pool, shuttle bus service, catering services, and, of course, help at home support. One of the residents, Michael Rabin, said it's very exciting. He's visited a few times. It's beautiful. It's nicer than he expected.
So I think the Jewish community has done a lot to secure the future of the elderly in our community and provide a home for them at old age, which is really good. On a different topic, Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about Rosh Hashanah last week. We're still not sure what will happen in Melbourne on Rosh Hashanah during the high holidays. But there is a plan to blow the shofar on Bondi Beach.
Yeah, that's right. This is the brainchild of, there's two sides of it, the brainchild of Maroubra Synagogue's Rabbi Yossi Freeman, who has created a project called Together, Never Apart, Connecting Sydney Jewry. And that will see, on the high holy days, some packs distributed before Rosh Hashanah by shuls to more than 5,000 families. And this initiative has the support of most of the synagogues in Sydney, the JCA, UIE, JNF, and the Shabbat Project. And another part of that is Project Shofar, which is being spearheaded by a Jewish house to ensure that every Jew who is so inclined can hear the shofar in their neighborhood. To register, people can go to jewishhouse.org.au/shofar to arrange for the volunteers to come and blow the shofar on their street. Of course, some shuls in Sydney will still be open to attend, but there'll be very strict guidelines. No more than 100 people per service. Bookings are essential, and there can't even be any community singing inside, and young children and the elderly are encouraged actually not to attend the high holy services. And of course, in Melbourne, stage 4 of the lockdown continues. But as we said last week, there's some initiatives in Melbourne, which is also allowing the shofar to be heard in neighbourhoods.
Shane, before we go, the JNF had a gala evening in the style of the coronavirus age.
Yes, it was virtual, of course. but there was some very great, the good side of it is you can have international high-profile guests and everyone can just tune in. So there were two in particular. There was Lord John Mann, who was just recently appointed as the UK's official advisor on anti-Semitism. And he's actually not Jewish, but he's very, very committed to fighting anti-Semitism in all its forms. He actually said there's two viruses in the world at the moment. One is the coronavirus, and the other is the scourge of anti-Semitism. And he said it's up to all of us to do that extra 5% more on raising awareness about anti-Semitism and acting whenever it happens. And he said collectively that will act as a kind of vaccine against the virus of anti-Semitism. Another special guest was Seinfeld star Jason Alexander. He didn't appear as George Costanza, but he was still very, very entertaining. He did a half an hour routine. He said one of the good things about virtual events is that you can do it barefoot. But he also spoke of the main project of this JNF Gala fundraiser, and that is to support the construction of a Sderot Resilience Centre, which will help children in Sderot who have experiencing stress and trauma to have therapies to help them recover and live happy lives.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.